In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome on this sixth Sunday of Easter, whether you're gathering with us in the comfortable chair or in the comfortable pew. Today's service is shortened so that we have plenty of time for our town hall workshop on congregational values downstairs after worship. Jesus loves us, and so we love Jesus in return. These are some of the basic truths of today's gospel. I invite you to stand as you are able for our gathering hymn 361, The Day of Resurrection. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Bountiful God, you gather your people into your realm, and you promise us food from your tree of life. Nourish us with your word, that empowered by your Spirit we may love one another and the world you have made, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite any children who'd like to join us for Sunday school to join Pastor Carrie in going downstairs for Sunday school time. Anyone else can please be seated for the anthem.
You might actually want to hear this anthem.
The Holy Gospel according to John in the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. In the 1977 classic movie Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, there is a climactic fight between the wise old Jedi Obi-Wan Kenobi and his former apprentice, the evil Darth Vader. It seems the old man is hopelessly outmatched in the fight, but he speaks these cryptic words to his opponent, "If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine." When Darth Vader strikes the final blow with his lightsaber, seemingly killing Obi-Wan, the old man disappears into thin air, leaving behind his brown cloak. What shocks those first watching the film is that this was unexpected. Where did Obi-Wan's body go? Soon after, though, we get a clue. A disembodied voice commands the hero, Luke Skywalker, "Run, Luke, run." In the sequel, The Empire Strikes Back, we get a clue as to what happened to Obi-Wan. He had turned into a Force ghost, a Jedi who has preserved their consciousness after death and can manifest as a ghostly presence, interacting with the living and even manipulating the Force. Only very special Jedi can do this, as it requires special training and a deep connection with the light side of the Force. So thus, Obi-Wan becomes more powerful in his absence than ever before, as he can appear as a Force ghost anywhere in the galaxy to help and influence, inspire those in need of aid, even influencing events. George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, has stated that the Force and the Jedi religion were inspired by various world religions, but probably the closest Christian relationship to the concept of Force ghosts is in our gospel reading today, in John chapter 14. In a way, Jesus, like Obi-Wan, is proclaiming that in his death, he will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. He will send the Holy Spirit to help and encourage the believers. Even though he is no longer physically present, God's Spirit will be present with the faithful and will maintain the relationship to the divine. It is the night of the Last Supper. The final conversation between Jesus and his disciples continues, and the disciples are struggling to comprehend the turn of events, that the end is near and that Jesus will very soon die. What we and the disciples need to understand was that Jesus was leaving, but he wouldn't leave us alone. We may be orphans now, but we have a heavenly parent who will take care of us through the Spirit. Jesus reminds us that God will make a home with us. He promises that there will be no separation from God. He will make a dwelling place, not just in the hereafter, but even now. Jesus is staying with us, abiding with us. It seems to be a paradox, a contradiction when Jesus says, "I am going away and I am coming to you." But in Jesus' absence, he will be closer than ever before, as he can be all places at once and is not limited by a physical body. This is possible because God the Father so loved the world without conditions, without prerequisites, and because God loves from close up, not from a distance. God takes the time to take on flesh, become human, become incarnate, and love us in the form of the Son. The answer to the problem of absence and separation is love. Love transcends all distances, all obstacles, even death itself. And loving shapes behaviors. One can see that in the love between a parent and a child or between spouses, that over time, love lived out through word and deed, in serving and helping and supporting, love can improve and change and strengthen the relationship. But it takes two to tango. As Jesus says, "Those who love me will keep my word." Being a disciple of Jesus means you are in relationship with him and the Father, and so we love them in return, and we need to live with one another, keep the commandments, hold fast to God's word, because Jesus is known through the word and experienced in love. It all goes hand in hand. Love God, love neighbor, keep God's word, because God the Father loves us. And the most amazing thing is that Jesus leaves a parting gift in his death. He tells his disciples, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." Now, the word sometimes translated as paraclete is like a defense attorney, or an advocate, a representative who stands beside, comforts and helps in court proceedings. When we don't know where to turn amidst the anxieties and uncertainties of life, the Holy Spirit is there to stand beside us and comfort us and stand up for us. When we're lost and need help, we can pray for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will provide, encourage, and console. The Holy Spirit will connect us with Jesus, both as individuals and as community, not just at the end of the days, but today as well. And the Spirit will help us to understand what God has done. She will help us remember, put the pieces together of our faith life, just like for the disciples who struggled to understand what Jesus was about. The Holy Spirit helps us grasp the full meaning of salvation, of how God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. The Holy Spirit inspires us in liturgy and preaching and the sacraments, as well as prayer, singing, and conversation, pointing us to God's glory revealed in Jesus. And so, may the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate, be with you all and remind you of Jesus' presence and indwelling with you now and always. Amen. Our hymn of the day is hymn 804, "Come Down, O Love Divine."
Thank you. Let us pray. God of resurrection and new life, unite your people with communities of faith throughout the world. Bless the earth with fresh water, clean air, and rich soil. Reconcile nations and communities suffering from violence and conflict. Sustain all who are in need, especially individuals and families struggling with trauma or addiction. Come alongside all who are ill or struggling, especially Kevin, Betty, George, Annika, Judy, Claire, Yvonne, Jeanette, Megan, Henry, Maureen, and John, and those we name in silence. We commend these and all our prayers to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
We're going to sing this in unison all the way through once, and then maybe you should get into your places. So we're going to split into three groups. The lower voices will be in the center, and all the lower voices sing together. We'll suggest all the higher voices on the piano side sing together here, and all the higher voices on the pulpit side sing together there. So when we go into parts, it'll go piano side, pulpit side, lower voices.
Piano,
pulpit.
Piano, pulpit, and lower. Then lower. Piano, pulpit, lower. Good. Let's start together.
Thank you. Let us pray. Risen One, you have gathered us around your table of grace. Along with these gifts we bring, come among us again, breathe your life into us, and enliven us with this meal, that we may live as your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table of grace. Receive the gift of new life. You may be seated as we sing Lamb of God. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Living One, in this feast you have made yourself known to us. Send us now to tell of your wonders, sing of your glory, and proclaim your risen life to a wounded and weary world. Amen.
Few announcements. The broadcast committee would like to share the great news that recordings of Sunday services are now being uploaded to the church website, so you can listen to them anytime. You can find a link from the top left of our main web page. Services will normally appear on the website shortly after they conclude. Many thanks to Andrew, Jason, and Jamie for taking on this additional task to make our worship accessible in this way. We now have an announcement from the choir.
Okay. Oh, sorry, got the wrong book. Okay. Ooh. The Harry Erstadt, S. Erstadt Scholarship Fund was the recipient for the 2024-25 scholarship awarded by the executive of the Sanctuary Choir of St. Matthew's, is Sarah Huacum. Especially established in 1988 in memory of St. Matthew's former director of music, Mr. S. Harry S. Erstadt. Whew, I'm out of breath. The scholarships provide financial assistance to deserving students of music who are enrolled in music studies in a Canadian post-secondary institution or enrolled in a local formal music competition. Anyone wishing to make a contribution to the capital of the scholarship fund should contact the church office. Thank you, Sarah, for your participation in our choir this year. You are very supportive, positive, and always greeted everyone with a smile. Sarah just graduated from Wilfrid Laurier with a diploma in opera. She will be continuing her studies at the University of Toronto for her Master's of Applied Music and Health. Please accept this token of appreciation from all of us at St. Matthew's, especially your choir peeps. We wish you all the best.
As this is the final choir Sunday until the fall, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the choir members for their dedication and excellent singing over this past year. Thanks to choral scholars Nicole, Hannah, Sarah, Dylan, and Drew, choir members Julia, Taya, Lana, Erica, Bev, Jim, and Tim. Another round of applause for the choir. And it's also the final Sunday for the celebration bells. They've gone to their seats. Some of you are in the choir too. Thank you for your beautiful and heavenly ringing this past year. Julia, Jamie, Michaela, Gwenan, Linda, Christine, Sam, Kim, and Simon. Thank you, celebration bells. Today's service was a little briefer than usual for a communion service in order to encourage as many of you as possible to take part in the town hall workshop after worship today. It will not be a passive listening exercise. Rather, we'll ask you to roll up your sleeves and actively participate in the discussions. We'll be working through the results of the values survey, both in table groups and also as a large group. So when you go downstairs, please get your coffee and get settled on your table. We'll be asking that a board member please join each table, and there will be also either a clergy or board executive at each table as well to help facilitate the conversations. And yes, lunch will be served, and please sample my Swabian potato salad. I invite you to stand as you're able for God's blessing. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and always. Amen. We're sending hymn 392, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus.
Alleluia, go in peace. In Christ you are made new. Thanks be to God.